From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and all social media at Shauna and Lala. We also are going to start promoting our personal social media pages. You could follow me at The Real Shauna May on Instagram. And what's yours, La?
And you guys can follow me at Bella_Lala125. On there, you know, I'm going to be... It'll be more personal, of course, my kids, what I'm doing when I'm traveling, and products that I enjoy using.
Yes, and same with me, but...
No kids. Just cats.
Just my cats. And I have to tell you, my cat has been really annoying lately.
Oh, Mr. Throwy-Uppy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Leo, he throws up constantly, almost like every day, almost. The vet said that there's nothing wrong with him. I've taken him to the vet. He just throws up, but he has been, like, bored at night, so he wakes me up, and he's on top of my head, then he's licking my hair and biting it, then he's biting me, then he's biting these cords, you know, that I have in my room for my heated blanket. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, time to shut the door.
I know, and then I have Rudy, who just cries all the time and whines. I'm like, oh my God.
It's like having kids, but, I mean, at least you can lock them somewhere else. I wish I could just throw my daughter out of the room and shut the door, be like, bye-bye. No, I wouldn't do that. But, yeah, it's easier with pets to kind of, like, get out of here.
It is. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
And speaking of, you know, like, he kept me up, like, the last three nights, but you've been up for, like, 2 years.
2 years, right? Oh, Julina is just a nightmare. I hate saying that about my child, but she's not a good child. she's a sweetheart. She's funny. She has a crazy personality. But when she, like, flips that switch, she is a nightmare. And people get mad at me, like, your mom gets mad at me for calling her a psychopath. But I'm like, she is a psychopath, you know? Like, when she doesn't get her way, or she's having a bad day, or whatever, she feels like flipping that switch, she's just nuts, you know? You've seen it.
Oh, yes.
And she screams, and she screams, and she just doesn't, let go of it. You know, she just stares at you screaming. She's not even crying sometimes, and I'm like, stop it! But, yeah, she's been keeping us up. You know, she's two, and she was doing better, sleeping through the night, but now I think we're dealing with night terrors. So it's like, great, we finally got her to sleep through the night, and now she's having night terrors, and... Of course, that's keeping us up. And she's having the night terrors where she doesn't want you to touch her. I think she's still in the dream, maybe, and she starts fighting you off. Like, if you touch her, she's like, no! Starts kicking us, hitting us, screaming. We cannot calm her down. She does not want me to pick her up. It's just, like, a fight. And you can't really get her out of it. And I am drained. I'm so drained.
Maybe she needs a chiropractor.
I don't know. Everyone recommends chiropractors for everything. And I'm like, is it that easy? Like, are they the magic fix for things? You know?
But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to try anything because last night I was up again, like, with her from 1 in the morning till 4:40, I think it was, when I finally got her to calm down. And it was just horrible. You know, I'm so... And then I have to work, you know, take my son to school. It's just killing me. I'm too old for this. You know, if I had her when I was younger, maybe, but I'm getting too old. I'm almost 40 and I just feel like an old lady. I need my sleep.
I think we both need sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I've been dealing with this sickness for 2 months now. And last week I wasn't feeling well. And this week I went to urgent care yesterday because my ear just, you could tell it was an ear infection. It was killing me. Sure enough, ear infection.
You called it. You told me I think I have an ear infection.
So I went to urgent care and the doctor said my ear is full of fluid. He thought that I used eardrops. And I said, no, that's why I'm here, to get eardrops.
Yeah.
And he's like, you didn't put anything in your ear. And I said, no, nothing. No drops. He's like, it's full of fluid. I said, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
He's like, are your sinuses full? And he like pushed and I'm like, ow. He's like, yeah, you have a ear infection from your sinuses.
Oh, no.
So I have to go to the ENT next week.
Oh, great.
So another appointment.
Yep. Add on to the list.
It's insane. So hopefully I start feeling better now that I'm on an antibiotic. But this is like insane. Everybody's got it. The flu is like running rampant around town.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I see on Facebook is posting that they have the flu.
And COVID. Flu and COVID, which are very, I think they're similar. But yeah, flu, COVID, and then the stomach bug for a little bit. But it's just a never ending, whatever this bug is, it just repeats and repeats and repeats. And you can't get out of it. Like, I'm going on now almost, well, no, it's like a month, right? Because I got it around Christmas time. So since Christmas, I've been sick. I feel okay, but my nose is still congested. So it's lingering.
And you're on antibiotics.
Yes, I'm on antibiotics. And yeah, hopefully it goes away. I mean, I don't know. I just want spring and make all the germies go away.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane what's going on. I know we keep talking about Stanley's, but I just got to mention how many... This lady was arrested. I saw it on the news. For she stole 62 Stanleys.
65. Yep. 60 was 23. And she was arrested for it, thank God. But she stole 65 Stanleys. And that's valued, they said, at $2,500. But whatever. Yeah. And I don't know. I'm guessing she was going to try and sell them, you know, to make a profit or make more on them. Because, you know, people are selling them for like $500 a cup.
Yeah, and renting them out for pictures.
Renting them, yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I talked to my friend yesterday. I said, seriously, what is the big deal about the Stanley? And she's like, honestly, she's like, I don't know. She said, I didn't buy them for herself. She got them as gifts.
Yeah.
Because she loves coffee cups. And she does. She has like a million.
Yeah.
So her family members all bought her Stanleys like throughout the year. And she said they leak. And they're not what people say that they are.
I see a lot of people now with all this, like, the Stanley hating going on. Now I see women, they thankfully have stopped posting them. Like, that they're, you know, I hate that. Like, oh, look, they won't mention it, but they had to make sure it's in their shot or in their story, you know what I mean? Like, talking, and then they're sipping out of their Stanley with the Stanley logo facing the camera. I'm like, come on, I know what you're doing. You're doing that on purpose. Like, so now people have pulled back from doing that, and I've noticed the people who were doing the Stanley stuff now are posting pictures of other cups and saying, this doesn't leak. I love this cup better. So I'm guessing there was a big leak problem with the Stanley.
She said that there is.
Okay.
Yeah. She has one that you have with the handle.
Yeah.
Well, you have the Pelican.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, she's like, I want that one. She's like, do you think Lala will trade with me? And I was like, no, she won't.
I love it for the milk.
But she has the Stanley one version of that one.
Yeah.
And she likes that one better. It doesn't leak. It's got a top on it.
Yeah.
The one that everyone is going crazy over, that one leaks. She's like, it falls over and everything falls out of it. She's like, it's not that great.
Yes. So people are so stupid. That's, you know, that was their reasoning in the beginning was, oh, I bought it because it's so good and it keeps my drink cold and it's expensive because it's a good product. No, it's not. If it's leaking, that's not a good product, right?
No,
it's not. So they're just like, they're just saying anything to make themselves feel better about their silly purchase.
Expensive, silly purchase.
Expensive, silly. Yep. Following purchase. Let's just keep adding on words here. People are going to get sick of us. Like, all right, enough with the Stanley. We will be done with the Stanley, guys, when you guys are done with the Stanley. All right? So when you guys make it disappear and stop buying it for being popularity contests, then we'll stop talking about it.
Exactly. We like our Pelicans.
My Pelican, my Hydro Peak, my dollar store one, my Walmart brand, whatever. I don't care what name brand it is. As long as it works, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, you open my cabinet, I have a Yeti, but that's because we got it on the show to review a few years ago.
My Yeti.
And I got one from, I was in a wedding, and their gift to the bridesmaids was a Yeti. So I have another Yeti with that. I have the Hydro Peak you bought me. I have the Pelican, and I have one like off-brand one I got at Walmart and a dollar store. And they all work great. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No.
As long as they're safe. Like, some, you have to watch out for lead and other bad chemicals that, places could use, but...
I'm waiting for Tabor Place to come out with an adult cup. That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, my God. I know. And I'm thinking I want to reach out to her because, you know, Jelena, she doesn't want to drink out of a straw anymore. She wants to drink out of a big girl cup. But, you know, she can't have a too big of a cup because then she spills it everywhere. And I was on Amazon looking for a kid's cup that was safe material. And they're not because they're all plastic. They're all silicone, which, talking to her, she said, you know, not all silicone is the same.
Yeah.
And it could be very toxic. So I'm like, nope, not trusting that. Then they have bamboo. And I'm like, oh, I like bamboo stuff. And then I Googled it to make sure. And they said a lot of bamboo products have formaldehyde in it, which will leach into the kid's stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Then I wanted stainless steel. I'm like, great, we'll go stainless steel route. And the reviews were saying black stuff was like being left on the kid's mouth, like a ring around their mouth from the stainless steel. What? So that means it wasn't real stainless steel, you know? So my head was spinning. I'm like, now I understand why she made these cups, because I'm like, what do I do? I just want a safe cup for my child, you know, that's not going to hurt her, because glass is kind of dangerous without the silicone, you know?
Yeah.
So right now what we're doing, we're just using Tabor Place's sippy cups, but I take the lid off of it and I give it to her like that because it has the silicone protecting. But I still don't feel like that's a good option right now. But it's doing what it has to do for me for now until I could find something. So I wanted to reach out to her, be like, hey, can you make like a really good silicone cup without a lid, you know, for little toddlers that don't want to use a sippy cup anymore, you know, because she uses the good silicone.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy that all these baby products that are out there, that nothing can be totally 100% safe.
Now, I miss the days where I was dumb to this stuff because it was less stressful. Now, everything I buy, I'm like trying to do research on it, and I shouldn't have to. That there should be laws and regulations that protect us. They should do the work and say, you know what, no, this leaches this into that. This is not good. This is toxic. So that we don't have to worry about what we're buying and giving to our kids or ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
And whoever the next president is, I really think that they need to really work on the FDA, Big Pharma, and any of whoever does the regulations for products that we put food in or that we're using daily. Because it's just gotten out of hand. And it's like they don't care anymore. It's like they're turning a blind eye and letting whatever just go out, you know? And it's not right. It's not.
Nope, because it's all about making money. And, yep. You know, your kid gets sick on a baby bottle. Well, there's a medical bill.
Medical bill and, yeah, and then, oh, prove it. Try and prove it, they'll tell you, you know? And then we're the ones who suffer, and it's just not right.
No, it's not. We also got Muesli in the mail. I am so excited to use it.
I know. It's been on, like, I've noticed it on Facebook and Instagram for a few years now, I think. Those ads always popped up with the girl. I know, I could picture her face. And she had all the sunspots on her face. And I think it's called melasma or something. I forget what it's called. But it's like dark patches of skin on.
Melanoma?
No, not melanoma, but it's like women get it when they're pregnant. I had it when I was pregnant with Gio, like across my lip. It looked like I had a mustache.
Oh, I have that.
Is it melasma or something?
I don't know, but I looked like I had a beard almost. Yeah,
so like your skin gets discolored. It could be from sun, and it could be from hormones. It could be from a whole bunch of different things. So this girl, the ad I always saw is the girl with all the discolored, darker patches on her face, and then she used Muesli. And all those spots, after using the corrective cream, they just disappeared. It was crazy. Like, they had the side-by-side there. So, of course, I'm always skeptical of everything, you know?
Oh, me too. I always think that, like, companies Photoshop it.
Yeah, or pay people to, you know, whatever they got to do. So,
Body double.
Yeah. I'm always looking at, like, the earlobe. Is the earlobe the same? Is that beauty mark still there? You know, like when I'm looking at side-by-side pictures.
I never thought about earlobes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Sorry. So I went to the reviews of the corrective cream. And I think I was with you that day. And oh, Lord. It works so good that people use it to bleach their butthole.
Why would you need to? Who's looking at it?
I don't know. I've never even like noticed to look down there like, what color is my butthole? You know, like, I don't know.
First of all, I can't even see it.
Yeah.
Second of all,
I guess people put a mirror down. They're like, hey, how's it looking, you know?
Okay, like, who, I don't know.
I'm guessing that...
That's for another show.
Yeah. But anyway, it worked. And the reason I know it worked is because someone posted a picture. Yes, a picture of their butthole before and after. And I just, I'm not like saying this is a bad thing. I was just shocked. You know, I look at reviews every day, all day long, especially me and Shauna when we're trying to see what products we want on the show. I read reviews constantly. And this is the first time in my life I have ever come across a review of a butthole with pictures attached. But it worked. Like, if that wasn't Photoshopped, it was amazing. It went from, like, yeah, it worked. That's all I'm going to say. Go on their site, check it out, check the reviews. And a lot of women are self-conscious about it. And I never realized it until we're in this group, me and Shauna. And it's like a after dark kind of mom's group where you talk about more raunchy stuff. And a bunch of women here and there have been asking, like, hey, like, does anyone know where I can get my butt bleached? And, you know, or is there a product that works? And I've been seeing them and I was writing back like, oh crap, I guess there is like a market for this. And I'm like, oh my god, you got to check Muesli out, because I just saw this review. And I sent them the link to the review and they were all like, oh my god, that's amazing, I hope it works like that, I'm gonna buy that now, girl, you know. And they said they were gonna buy it. So there is a market for it. Hey, Shauna, you know, so I guess we're just the odd ones out.
I don't know. You know, I saw in that group last night, I was scrolling because I haven't really been on Facebook much, and feet pictures are very popular.
Yeah, but they say it's oversaturated. Like, you can, back in the day, it was like, oh, sell your feet on Feet Finder and you can make money. But they say it's like so saturated now. I don't know. I would do it. Hey, you're going to make money? I'll do it. But I'll try
somebody
anything.
Was making $300,000.
I know, but she must have been in it for years. I don't think like you or I can get in there now and make that much, because she probably got in before it was oversaturated. So that's why she's making that much, you know?
Yeah.
Just like the people on OnlyFans who got in at a good time. And anything, for instance, like Instagram, TikTok, all that. But, I mean, we kind of went on a side tangent here. Muesli, I think it's really cool. So what you do is you go on there and you see what issues that you have. They have cream for hair, if you want to have hair removal off your face, you know, your mustache area, anything on your face. They have rosacea. If you're suffering from rosacea, you can get creams for that to combat that. Fine lines and wrinkles, sun damage. What else? There was just a ton of stuff. Even for hair regrowth, they had stuff for that. So anyway, you pick what you want. Like me and Shauna. Shauna did,
I did for rosacea and acne to help with that. And then I also did the facial hair remover because I have PCOS, and on my right side I have a bunch of like hair.
Yeah,
like, it's not as bad as it was when I had my thyroid nodule, so it's kind of like calmed itself down, but it's still there.
So hopefully that works, you know. And I did the anti-aging, which I have some wrinkles on my face. I'm getting older. I did the fine lines and wrinkles for my crow's feet by my eyes. So I got an eye serum. And then I did the body cream because I suffer from KP on my arms, which, if you don't know what that is, it's keratosis pilaris. And it's like all the little bumps, like chicken skin, they call it too, on the back. It's like bumps on the back of your arms, you know, and they don't really bother me too much, but they feel yucky. I don't like the way they feel and they look. So I'm hoping that this takes care of it, because nothing else has. I've gone to the dermatologist and they really have nothing. They're like, nothing you can really do, you know, just exfoliate and moisturize. So I have a lot of faith in this. And Shauna and I are going to start using it today, and we're going to do like before and after pictures and kind of let you guys know if it's, you know, if it's worth the money, because it is really cool. And like, they have real dermatologists that work there. So before you're allowed to even purchase the stuff, right, Shauna, you have to do like a...
You have to send pictures of yourself in like all different angles and side view and
front, up close to your skin.
Yeah, so that they could see. And then you pick your products that you would like to use. And then before they even send it out or approve you, a dermatologist goes over your file, your photos, and then they'll send you directions on how to use it.
Yeah. And you have to check in with them because they are sending you pharmaceutical grade creams. So there's retinol in them. There's stuff that your dermatologist would give you. And I like it because I don't have to make an appointment with my dermatologist or go in or drive somewhere. You know, you do it from your home. And then, like, me for the body cream, I had to take pictures of my arms and show them. And so they're doing their due diligence to make sure you have what you say you have, you know, yeah. So that nobody could just go on there and just buy whatever they want. So it's very safe, and they're just making sure, hey, like, this is, yeah, yes, you need this. So I am excited to see the outcome of these products.
We'll post the link so that everyone could check out Muesli.com. And see if you could benefit from something and talk to one of their dermatologists. I'm sure that they'd be willing to set up like a face-to-face appointment with you.
Yeah, it's perfect for like the new year, new me that we're trying to do. You know, like taking better care of ourselves, taking better care of our skin. So that comes into it. And we got to take better care of our mind and our attitude in life. And I was just looking at these and it reminded me, these journals that Christine Strange sent us. And I am loving this.
Yeah, that was really nice of her to send us these. It's like a 5-minute journal.
Yeah.
And you just write down like your thoughts and
gratitude, things you're grateful for. Yeah, it gives you weekly challenges to show you how like to, they want you to grow.
Yeah.
You know, and we all need that. Sometimes we need to write things down. We need to see it in our hands and read. And like this one, it says, the weekly challenge for this week is to write a text, email, or letter to someone you truly care about. So that's your challenge for the week. And then it tells you to write down 3 things you're grateful for. I am grateful for, blah, blah, blah. Then the next one is like, what would make today great? And then you have a daily affirmation, then your highlights of the day. At night when there's like a nighttime one. And it says, when you're in bed, write your highlights of the day and what you learned today. So every day, it looks like it's pretty similar to that. And then you're going to start to realize and look for the positives in your day instead of being depressed or like, oh, nothing went right. It's going to help you with that, you know, to focus on it. So I think that's really great for everyone to do, you know. And even if you don't have the journal, you could do it yourself. Write it in your phone on your notes or, you know.
Yeah. You know, I think it's also important because during the winter, most people get that like winter depression.
Mm-hmm.
I know I get it.
Seasonal depression.
Yeah. And it's good to write down the positive things that happen.
Yeah, it keeps you kind of like aware, like, you know what, my life isn't that bad, or this, I looked for the positives today.
Yeah, and we also got a book called Project 369. I'm really interested in reading that.
Yeah, it's all about like manifesting. We were talking about that with Christine recently, and visualizing what you want for yourself, for your future, just visualizing it. And everyone, you know, believes in manifestation, and I do believe in it. Like it took me a while to get to that point. I'm like, okay, so if I say something to myself every day, it's gonna come true like magic, you know what I mean? But it's more than that. It's more just visualizing it, and the more you say it and the more you tell yourself, the more you focus on that thing and you go after it. So what Christine explained was Project 369 is every day, like, finding something, like, it's a goal. Like, if your goal is to get a brand new car, like a car of your dreams, and you're working towards that. So in this journal, it's about putting your manifestations on there of anything that you want, any goal. You want a new job, you want to make more money, you want to accomplish something. You put it in this journal, and 369, it has meaning on, like, what you have to do. So Christine's going to be coming on the show, what, next month in February?
Yeah, in February she's going to be on. And she could explain more about it and how to actually do it and make her goals
come to life. Yeah.
I'm really excited to talk with her.
She's so nice. So I'm excited. She's like just a wealth of knowledge. And I'm excited to talk to her about this stuff because, again, new year, new us, new everybody. I think this year needs to just be a more positive one with all the crap that's been going on in the world the last few years. And now, even now, we just need to, I think, take a breather and just start fresh and positive. Because positivity brings good in your life, brings good health into your life, and just makes happier, healthy people. And we need that.
Yes, we do, definitely. And that's our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Real Shauna May.
And follow me on Instagram at Bella_Lala125.
We will see you next week.